From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Sure, you can't judge a book by its cover, but that doesn't necessarily apply to gossip magazines. Forbes.com just released a ranking of the celebrities whose pretty faces gaze up at us from the magazine racks. Marketplace's cover boy, Sam Eaton, joins us now. Okay, Sam, let's go straight to what we're all wondering about here. Who's got the face that sells the most?
Alex, it may actually come as a surprise to some people. The top prize goes to Jennifer Aniston of Friends fame. She appeared on 5 of the top 6 leading celebrity magazine covers at least once over the study's 6-month period. Now, you add that up, and her face sold more than 5 million copies. Aniston's former husband, Brad Pitt, came in second. His 2 cover shots on Life and Style magazine generated the weekly's 1st and 3rd best-selling issues during the period, with sales shooting up by more than 20%.
But come on, Sam. I mean, don't we buy Star Magazine for the in-depth journalism and articles?
Of course.
Right. So why do these covers matter so much for these gossip magazines?
What you have to understand here, Alex, is that brand loyalty no longer seems to matter as much for these celebrity magazines like People and Us Weekly. I talked to the study's author, Lacey Rose, with Forbes.com, and she says newsstand sales are king for these magazines since publishers can recoup as much as 55% of the cover price. But she says it's also where magazines face the greatest competition.
It's a crowded marketplace. You know, you walk across the newsstand and you see several different covers. And yeah, the truth is that if you have, you know, a mere seconds to make that decision, who's on the cover and what that story is going to make a difference.
And that difference can be a pretty lucrative one. For example, each 10% bump in newsstand sales for Star Magazine adds about $140,000 to its bottom line.
Wow. So, Sam, if folks like Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt can sell magazines, are there some faces that might make a magazine flop?
There is a flip side. And the results really turn on its head the idea that celebrities we love to hate get more press. As part of the Forbes study, they polled consumers to find out each celebrity's likability score. Britney Spears ranked 2nd to last in those polls.
Ouch.
And that may help explain why the former pop star turned out to be the biggest disappointment at the newsstand. Despite getting 18 cover shots, those magazines sold about 600,000 issues below their average.
Sam, is there a lesson here for magazines like Time, Newsweek, non-star magazines?
It may not be a heartening lesson, if there is one, Alex. These gossip magazines are doing better than ever, even as the rest of the magazine world struggles. As the author of the Forbes study put it, these celebrity weeklies offer a much-needed diversion for what can otherwise feel like a daily barrage of bad news.
It's a sad world. Thank you so much, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.